Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lundy. I'm the Young Adults Pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church. This devotional is titled Good Friday. One of the things I admire most about my father is his willingness to work hard. An early riser all his life, he has done roofing, painting, commercial fishing, and built grain barns. In his professional life as professor, he has spent hours long into the night grading papers, writing books, and obsessing over all sorts of theological conundrums. None of the things my father has set himself to do have been easy, but they have been good. Out of his fatherly love for his family, his students, and the church, he has done many good things. God's fatherhood, likewise, compelled him to do and allow much of the same on this hardest of days. As we consider what today meant for Christ to die on the cross for us, allow us to consider this from the Father's angle. Certainly this day was foreknown by him from eternity past. It was in his plan. And it was that it might even be said that it even pleased him, that it was the means by which he reconciled all things to himself, and that by what he accomplished today, he defeated sin and death. But does all this mean that today was not hard for the Father? That it wasn't easy? That despite knowing that today would bring victory from defeat, it was nonetheless a tremendous cost to the sovereign, triune God. According to Matthew and Mark, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Suggesting that in the final moments, the Father was far from his Son. But according to Luke, he cried, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Suggesting that the Father was near and intimately involved in his Son's suffering. Side note, John's scene in 1930 is very different, where Jesus proclaims almost triumphantly, it is finished. When combining the two scenes together for a full picture, it is as if the Father is torn between removing his presence from the object of sin that his Son has become, and remaining on hand to comfort him the moment his task is completed. How else would we expect a father who is utterly righteous and loving to respond to his one and only begotten and beloved who has been made cursed and stricken for us? Would we not expect him to, in fact, be torn just as his own son was torn for the suffering he was made to endure? In prayerfully considering what today means, may we consider our Father, who knows loss intimately well, and was torn by the very same punishment that his own son endured. It was not easy, but it was good. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully it blesses your Good Friday. Have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.